Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Or many of you are there right now watching the show. You can watch and listen live Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time if you're a Friends Benefits member, which we so appreciate, all of our Friends Benefits. Thank you so much. Glad to be here today.
Yeah. And if you're not a member, just go to sexwithemily.com.
Yeah, and become a member because it's awesome. It's the best thing you can do.
And you get the full show. So if you're listening to a clip right now on Stitcher, just go ahead and go to sexwithemily.com. Get a password, and then you can listen to the full show.
Exactly. And you won't want to miss it because we're doing amazing shows, and we're giving you all the sex information you need. And it's like 15 cents a day for better sex, which I think is totally worth it. Speaking of better sex, I've got a book coming out called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And it's actually really good. I showed it yesterday during the show. I know it's my own book, and you're like, yeah, of course you're going to say your own book is really good. But really, it is just those little twist, little things you could do if you're like, my sex life's become stagnant, we're doing the same thing over and over again. There are some amazing tips in there. And we give you tips here on the show every day, too.
And as a guy, the illustrations are just crazy.
They're hot. Yeah. They're really hot, the illustrations. So it's coming out October 11th. You can pre-order on Amazon. It's called Hot Sex, and just search for my name.
Well, the new way to say crazy on the street is cray. It's cray.
Cray?
Yeah.
I don't know this.
Yes. Now I just
I'm glad
you
teach
something.
Me everything. Yeah. Man, it's so good.
So cray right now?
Yeah. So cray. It's
is your
cray.
Life so cray right now?
My life is freaking cray, but in a really, really good way. I'm so excited. My mom's coming to town on Thursday from Michigan, and she's going to be our guest on Thursday.
Sweet.
Yeah. She, as you recall, this actually fits well into our topic today. My mother was on the show about 4 years ago. Madison and I were doing a live show, and we were talking, and there was a caller that came in and said something about making a sex tape. And I was like, I would not make a sex tape. Can you believe it, Mom? Would you make a sex tape? And she said, well, maybe I have made a sex tape. So apparently my mom made a sex tape with my stepdad years ago. So who knows what she's going to reveal on Thursday.
Cool. Is it on YouPorn?
No. She deleted it because she was afraid we'd find it. Thank God. Do you want to find your mother's sex tape? No.
Hell no.
Hell no. So we got to think if we're going to talk to her. And that's
but if it's
fun.
Somebody else's mother's sex tape, I'm
no,
maybe
you wouldn't want to. No way. I don't know. My mom's very open.
Joking.
Obviously, look where I am. And she's really cool. And she's got great advice and great things to say. So that'll be super fun. Today's show is about how to make a sex tape. The right, smart way to do it. If you're going to do it, because people are doing it, I'm not a huge fan. I'm saying, like, you can make a sex tape, but as long as you're really, really, you don't trust that your boyfriend forever, you're going to be together and he's never going to show anyone. Make sure you have your hands on that tape and you delete it. You have a copy of it. You have an agreement. It's locked up in a safe. But if you do all those things and you trust this person and you're going to make a sex tape anyway, we're going to tell you the right way to do it.
I'd love to hear the tips that you have.
I know.
Because I haven't seen any of them.
I know you haven't. And you've made a bunch of sex tapes. So you can probably have...
I can tell you if they're right or not.
Exactly. Because yeah. Menace has his own library, which he's never shared.
I'm not one to share.
He's not that guy.
It's for me. I'm not that guy.
He's not that guy. Yeah, exactly. Which I love.
I'm the best person to make a sex tape with.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want it out there either.
That should be on your website.
Yeah.
That should be your tagline. I'm the best person you could ever make a sex tape with.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
I should change my profiles, yeah.
You should. What is your website if people want to find you?
WhiteMenace.com.
Right, that's so easy. I love it.
There's so many good things there.
I know. He's the best. You got to check it out. And also, if you want to call in and you have any questions or comments today, it's 415-992-7392. You can also leave us a voicemail anytime with your comments, questions, ideas, anything you want to say. You can have a voice on our voicemail. And we will play it during the show. And don't forget, Free Fridays. The show is free every Friday to everyone. We've got an hour-long show. Anyone in the world can listen to it. And that's what I got for you. We got a poll. We have the results to our latest poll. I'd like to tell you about them. Our question was, have you ever had a friends with benefits relationship?
Have I ever?
We have the results
Correct.
That come in. You have, right?
Yes.
Here are the questions. Here are the answers. I mean, the options for your answers. 8% said, no, personally, I wouldn't have one. 17%
what?
Said, yes, and it failed. 29% said, yes, and we're still friends. And a whopping 46% said no, but I'm open to the idea. So apparently friends benefits relationships have not gotten enough bad rap because 46% of people want to try it.
Of course.
Of course they do. Yeah. Why not? I've tried it. I've actually had more of those in the last few years than I've had regular relationships.
Yeah.
And they've all worked out swimmingly.
Yeah,
I haven't had any bad experiences.
I had a couple.
Because I'm so... honest about where I'm at, and this is only this, and we're because if you have a friends benefits relationship, we went through a trend where we had a bunch of emails about friends benefits like last year. Like for some reason, it was like friends benefits month, and I'm like everyone was emailing me about it. And I think the key thing is you have to make sure you're both on the same page. Like you have to be really honest about where you're at. I'm dating other people. This is never going to go anywhere. I mean, whatever those things are, this is the place to be honest. Because a lot of times, what happens is one person gets hurt. One person wants more than the other.
Yeah, and I have to tell you this. If it goes so, what is this? Once they start saying that where they kind of want more than what you're doing,
right.
You have to cut it off. You
right.
can't keep on having sex
exactly.
with that person.
Exactly.
Because it's going to go all bad.
Because eventually, right, someone's going to want more or it happens. Usually someone wants more. They want to define it.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's always the case of someone's thinking – yeah, I'll do this casual sex thing, but eventually he's going to pick me or she's going to
pick
me.
Yeah, I've definitely had that happen where it's their idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's their idea, and then suddenly they want more.
They just want a little piece of the Menace action.
You are the one that set up the situation.
Exactly. That was their tactic to get a little Menace.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, I can convince him.
Exactly.
No, you ain't convincing me.
I think women... No, I think men do this too. I'm not going to say either, but I think a lot of people get into relationships thinking they're going to change the other person. And the other person, I learned that from my mother, nobody changes. Unless they want to change, but you're not going to change the person you're dating. So if you're in a relationship right now and you're with someone, you're like, but if only he did this, this, and that, or maybe he'll one day she'll do this, not going to happen.
Well, that's kind of the plot right now with 2.5 Men.
Oh, you know, your new favorite show.
My new favorite show. I'm watching it now because I like the cooch. The Kutcher.
I'm like, huh?
No, Kutcher. Ashton
Kutcher that
he's doing a good job. I don't think the plot line is as ridiculous as it was before. I used to think it was, and I shouldn't be saying this because I work for the company, the worst show on television, but I didn't understand why it was hugely popular. It doesn't matter what I have to say about it.
No, not at all. Never matters what you have to say.
It was like number one. But now I'm really enjoying it with him. And
I'm
so the plot line is kind of like, I'll tell you what's happening because if you're not watching it, then you should already know.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not really giving
away
anything.
I know nothing about it, so tell me.
Anyways, the plot line is Charlie Sheen, he dies, and they have to sell Charlie Sheen's house. And the brother has been living with him for years, like for free. So they're going through the whole ceremony, and the brother's sitting in the house, and he's contemplating, what has happened, and then suddenly you see Ashton Kutcher at the window, and he's soaking wet, right? He opens the door, and he's like, what's wrong with you? And he goes, oh, I just tried to kill myself, right? He was trying to jump in the ocean because the house is on beachfront property, okay. Right? He goes, why are you trying to kill yourself? And he goes, because my wife has left me.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
And he goes, oh, things aren't that bad. My wife left me too. And he goes, you kid, you know, are you like dead broke? He's like, no, I'm actually worth $2 billion. Right?
Oh, my God.
Because he sold something to Microsoft, right? So that's the plot. So that's where you left off with the first part.
Okay.
And they go and they go out and they have have drinks and they become friends and all this stuff. So the next episode is you find out why the wife broke up with him.
Okay.
Because he's like totally hung up on the wife. Like he's speeding over the house. He's breaking into the house and trying to talk to her. And she explains to the brother that's been hanging out with this guy, Ashton Kutcher, why they broke up. And he goes, because he never grew up.
Ooh. He was Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah, it was Peter Pan. He's like a young billionaire, you know, and he just acts like a kid. And she's like, I'm tired of being a mom and taking care of him. And he goes, I take care of myself. And she goes, who does your laundry? Who does this? Who
right,
does that?
Right, love it.
Does everything for him. So that's why they broke up. And then so they had to leave. And then they go back to Charlie Sheen's old house, which the billionaire just bought. He goes, I like this house, so I'm just going to buy it. And now he said, since they become friends with the he became friends with the brother. Now the brother's staying
with him. So
they're
still living there. So it's kind of like Charlie Sheen, like the two of them. The half is that there's a little kid involved?
Yeah.
Okay. I literally have never seen it.
He hasn't really been too much part of the episodes. But it's just building the friendship between them.
Oh.
But at the end of the episode, the wife shows up and says that he wants to talk. She wants to talk to him.
Oh.
So then you don't know. So now I want to watch the third episode.
This is so good. Good television. So I wonder if he won't move out, though.
No.
Because that would ruin the show.
Yeah.
So they're not going to get back together.
Yeah, something
who plays the wife? Is she cute?
Yeah, she's really cute. I don't remember what her name is. She's not a huge actress, but she's had some roles.
That's kind of a clever twist they did.
Yeah,
after Charlie Sheen's
I think it was
debauchery.
Really. I was totally thinking, oh, this is going to suck and all that, but it was actually a really smooth transition.
Oh, cool.
So you can watch Two and a Half Men on CBS.com. You can watch that.
You can? Okay.
Yeah.
But now that I have a television, I can watch it on my television too.
You can set up your DVR.
My DVR, which I will do and I'm doing. That sounds good.
Yeah,
did you watch it last night? I went to a Giants game last night with my interns.
Shut up.
And I'm so sad you weren't there. Like, we all looked at each other, we're like, where's Menace? And I have to apologize that we ordered tickets. It was like a month ago. And
you didn't even tell me yesterday.
I forgot.
You didn't tell me on purpose.
No, I didn't. It wasn't until we got there. We're like, I'm an idiot. Because I always assume you're so busy, you go to bed early, you wouldn't have gone, and you don't like sports.
It's cool.
Next game you're coming to. Next season.
You kind of told me about it a long time ago.
Right? Would you have gone? Oh, I'm sad.
I would have gone because remember, my one of my ex-girlfriends works for the Giants, so I could have got her names up on the Jumbotron.
Menace. Next time. Well, we had a blast, and we had
so much
fun, and without the intern, sorry. But they're like, okay, sporting, first of all, it was the most beautiful night in San Francisco, which it's never warm in San Francisco. We have the most amazing ballpark that's right on the water, and it's right on the bay, and it's beautiful, and it was warm and nice. And there's a lot of good-looking dudes at the Giants game. I'm like, if you're a chick and you're not even into sports, because I really wasn't watching. I was like, should we get more beer? Should we get more popcorn? Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't watching. Good-looking. A lot of dudes. It's a dude fest. I mean, obviously, to most people.
The guys like baseball?
No. I know that's really obvious, but I never go to baseball games. I've been to I've lived here for a while. I've probably been to 3 Giants games.
I know
so
some
much
really
fun.
Hot
we
girls
had a
that
friggin' blast.
In,
hot chicks, too.
Yeah, they're
so
into it.
So go to baseball games. Go to sporting events.
Yeah, I really can't go to that unless I'm getting wasted because baseball's super boring. But
beers are $10.
Yeah, but I noticed the hot girls, they're really into baseball and they're really into I was about to say soccer, but hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah, they love the hockey players.
They love watching the hockey players fight and
exactly,
stuff like that.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. They think it's hot. So that was really fun. It was a fun, beautiful,
cool.
I'm so glad I live in San Francisco evening.
I'm glad I went. It's cool. I
next time,
like,
we were really
home.
Sad. Weren't we sad, Lauren? We were sad.
It's cool.
Yeah,
I was at
we
home
were like
making chicken and rice. And,
oh, I'm sorry.
Cool. Actually,
it
I
wasn't because we don't love
stuffing.
You. You made stovetop stuffing?
Yeah.
Good for you. How's the cooking show coming?
Good.
Good.
I almost have my logo done.
Oh,
for the website.
You got to check that out. You got to teach me how to cook.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's our new poll that people have to answer at sexwithemily.com.
All right.
Do you talk about your sex exploits with your friends? I'm a man and I keep it to myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a man and my buddies and I enjoy talking about it. I'm a woman and I don't kiss and tell. I'm a woman and that's all we talk about. Those are your options.
All right.
I know what you're going to say. You never talk about it. You're a dude and you don't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot of guys do. So what? I want to hear from people. We want to get your answers. Go to our website and check out the poll.
No way.
Yeah.
Guys don't do that.
Tons of guys do.
No.
Yeah, they do. I've actually asked guys lately because I said, do you show sexy pictures if someone sends them to you? They're like, for sure. Like, my guy friends always show me. Because we're talking about people who text sexy photos, and you were saying that guys don't share that stuff. Guys don't talk about sex. But I think they do.
No, they don't. I mean, at least the people. You and don't. I have a very eclectic group of friends, all type of friends.
But you're the common denominator. Maybe they think you don't want to talk about it, which is ironic because you're on the sex show.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want to see – I don't want to see my buddy's chick naked. I don't care.
Right. You don't?
Because that's my buddy's chick. I'm never going to sleep with her. Who cares?
Right. You know? I get it. A lot of guys don't feel that way.
It's bros before hoes. You feel me?
I feel you, man. I feel you. That's the bros before hoes. I totally feel you, but mentality. There's a lot of dudes. I remember sitting with my friend's brother a few years ago, and he was just dating this girl who he's now married to. So that shows that it wasn't just some floozy. He's now married to her. She's amazing. But he was like, when they first started dating, he was like, check this out. And it was like her naked in some cheerleading skirt. We were at dinner. He goes, look at this photo. And he had no problem showing me this picture of this woman just soon to be his wife.
You're the sex person.
No, it's because we're friends. It wasn't because I'm a sex person.
Yeah.
He was just like psyched. He was showing it to everyone at our table. There was like 10 of us at dinner. He's like, look. And maybe you think that's disrespectful, but I think there's a lot of guys whose first impulse is like, oh my God, that's so hot. And they show it to everyone. I want to know what people think.
Not me.
Sex with Emily.
Locked down.
That's good. It's good to
know.
I have
passwords on
my keys. Women should feel very safe sending you their sexy photos.
I have passwords on my phone. I have actually just took off last night. That's where while you guys were having fun at the baseball game, what I was doing, I took off 6,800 photos from my phone.
Shut up.
Yeah,
where'd you put them all?
Just backed them up on a hard drive.
Wow.
Which is another hard drive that you can't get into because it's password.
Did you sort through all them? 6,800 or you just downloaded them all?
I just took them off.
Wow. I have like 6 photos on my phone. Because why?
I was running out of room.
Right, totally. That happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything good? No, any sexy photos?
There was some sexy photos in there, like naked chick photos. They're gone now.
Oh, man. You would show them to me, though.
Maybe, yeah.
If we were together, you would show them to me.
Yeah.
I think you would.
Well, I sent you a picture of a chick giving me a blowjob one time, but
that was only
cool because the chick was on the phone with you, and she said it was cool.
That's not what happened.
I don't know. I was hella drunk. I don't remember.
Exactly. I'll tell you everyone what happened. This is actually my favorite Menace story. I'd say it's my top 5 favorite Menace stories.
Really?
It's like Saturday night, and I'm like a loser doing nothing or something at this point in the night, and my phone rings, and I'm like driving back from the convenience store buying like half and half for coffee or something. It's Saturday night. Menace calls me, and he's like, hey, guess what I'm doing? And I'm like, what? He's like, I'm having sex right now. I'm like, really? And then this chick gets on the phone. He's like, do you want to talk to her? I'm like, yeah, sure. And she gets to the phone. She's like, hi. And then I talked to this girl, and then you guys went back to having sex.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm listening to Menace having sex.
Yeah, but...
And I hung up.
Yeah, I thought the photo thing's cool because...
And then you sent me a picture of her giving you a blowjob.
Yeah. And
where is that photo?
I don't know.
Damn, thank I God should sell gone. It.
But the thing is, the only reason I shared it from you because she was cool with it. If she wasn't cool with it, then I would never show it to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure when you guys were both in your drunken stupor, she consented.
She did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She consented to talk to you on the phone.
I know. That was awesome. Whatever happened to that chick? Whom you probably don't even remember who it was. I bet you don't remember who it was.
I do.
Oh, that was funny. That was a top 5.
She was a classy lady.
I love that he was having sex and you thought of me.
Yeah.
That's the part where I was the most touched.
Oh, because you love when you get the attention.
No, it meant that you really care about me and you wanted to prove to me that you actually have sex.
Yes.
Which was proven.
You were blown away by it.
Blown away. You were blown away, actually. Okay, I've got some sex in the news.
Okay.
Okay. Surprise, Kat Von D now not in a relationship with Jesse James.
They
broke up again. After the tattoo duo broke up in July, only to get back together again in August, we knew it wouldn't be long till we'd hear things that weren't working out. Well, that day has come. Rumors about the relationship, about Sandra Bullock's ex, which is why we care, I guess. And he says, I am not, Kat Von D says, I am not in a relationship right now. It sounds like this second split was a result of James not treating his currently purple-haired lady the way she deserves. It was clear to me that we were just on two different paths in life, Von D explains to people. My friend put it best when he said, I can never be more deserving of total noble love. And as a woman, I think it's important to know your value and never lose sight of that. I wish Jesse nothing of the best. So he's treating her like dirt, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
She's like, I deserve to be treated like a woman, and he's treating me like a bitch.
It seems like Kat's relationships, I met her a couple times. She's super sweet. Like, couldn't be nicer. But right. I don't think she picks the right guys for
her. No, probably not. Jesse James, not the right
and
guy.
And she's actually, people don't know this, but she's actually pretty young. So I think that's probably why. And she just dating the wrong guys for her and stuff like that. And then
right.
just getting in trouble.
But what was she thinking? Like, Jesse James is like the right guy? Like, after what happened with Sandra Bullock and all that stuff, all the cheating?
Yeah,
I don't know. Why would you trust someone after that?
I think she just kind of likes the bad boy mentality.
Right. Girls like the bad boy. You can't keep them away from them. Yeah. They, I was never that girl.
No matter what. And guys that you, if you try to butt in and try to save these ladies from bad boys, it's never going to work out. Do not waste
your time.
They're
not going to change. Just like we said, going back to what I said at the beginning of the show, people don't change that much. And unless they want to change and they do work on themselves, they have therapy, they do analysis of where they're at in their life, they're going to keep dating the same people over and over again.
Yeah. And then if that girl like runs through like 25 bad guys.
Right.
And then she's open to dating me, I'm not going to date her.
Right, right.
Because you're an idiot.
Do you think it's important? Like, I think that'd be an interesting thing, like, to go back and look at who someone else dated. Like, would you ever not date a girl? Then obviously you're saying that, like, if you heard she dated some dude that you hate, would you not date a girl even if you were really into her?
Yep, I would not.
You wouldn't date her?
Nope.
Okay. I think it's interesting, people's dating patterns.
Yeah, and I don't say that mature of me, but that's just how I feel.
Right, got it. But I like when I'm dating a guy and he's like, oh, I've dated, you know, and I know the chicks he's dated and they're all super cool, and that's good. That's a good endorsement. Okay, the L Word actress kicked off flight for kissing her girlfriend.
I heard this.
Leisha Haley, star of Showtime's lesbian-fueled drama The L Word, was kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight for doing what she does on TV, kissing her girlfriend. According to Haley's tweet, flight attendant said that it was a family airline and kissing was not okay because families really hate kissing, also hand-holding and other lovey-dovey signs of affection. Southwest responded with this lame statement. Initial reports indicate that we received several passenger complaints characterizing the behavior as excessive. Our crew, responsible for the comfort of all customers on board, approached the passengers based solely on the behavior and not on gender.
Dude, what is up with Southwest lately?
They say they're gay friendly, and it had nothing to do with them being two women.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure most of their flight attendants are gay, but
why can't you make out on an airplane? I've made out on an airplane.
Yeah, I don't know. People get ultra sensitive when kids are around.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like fully on getting it on, but I'm sure I've made out on an airplane.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Southwest lately. They kicked off Billy Joe from Green Day just recently off a flight because his pants were sagging a little bit low.
Really?
Yeah.
So what? That would be you, right? Your pants sagging low.
I'd be like, fuck you.
Exactly.
I'm all about Virgin America anyways, bitches.
I love Virgin America. I know. But Southwest has the best on-time record.
I don't give a crap. It's the Greyhound of the skies. It is a toilet.
It is a toilet. But they're always on time. They're never delayed. San Francisco flights are always delayed. Southwest are not.
Well, that's great.
But I guess I don't want to go there and make out with anyone.
I have actually
got... Can you give a hand job,
I actually got denied on a Southwest flight, but I was intoxicated. In San Diego.
Really? You got denied? They wouldn't let you on?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me on. Oh, I had to wait 6 hours.
Menace.
A-holes.
Menace, menace, menace.
I know I sound like an alcoholic on the show, but it's a weekend thing.
I'm not really an alcoholic. I just play one on the show.
It's just when I party, I just party hard.
I know.
That's
it's
all.
Just the week. You're just a weekend alcoholic.
Weekend.
Weekend warrior.
Yep.
Yep.
I go hard on the weekends.
I know you do.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't either. But, like, do you think you can give a hand job on an airplane? People have sex in airplanes all the time.
Yeah.
Do you get kicked off for that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
But this reminds me of a story I heard today. Did you hear about the Victoria's Secret thing?
No, tell me.
Okay. Because children are involved. There was Bay Area mall. I can't remember which one. Where they have a playground.
Okay.
At the mall. And across from the playground, they just opened a Victoria's Secret. So you know how they have Victoria's Secret ads of women
in, lingerie.
Of course, the parents started complaining.
Right.
And then they made a Facebook page and said it's ridiculous and blah, blah, blah. And so the mall said, okay, we'll do something about it. So they put up these like bamboo trees that kind of block the area.
Love it.
And they say it's not enough.
Oh.
And then they started interviewing these parents, and there's a bunch of fat, miserable bitches that are just jealous of those hot chicks.
Do you think that's what it is?
Oh, every
They're
single
like,
one
I shouldn't have had the chocolate chip muffin for breakfast.
Yeah, these,
get off every, the swings, Peter.
Everyone that they interviewed, of course, there's no guys that are complaining.
Right.
But everyone that they interviewed was this fucking fat, frumpy chick that is just miserable about her life, and that's why she's complaining.
Yeah, like, but if there's kids and they're on the swing set and they're like staring at women's breasts, I don't know. I could see that.
I don't really – I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly.
I get it though.
It's like kids get used for everything. Do you know that I get people all the time trying to win tickets for me?
Right.
For a contest, and they try to throw their kids in all the time. Oh, man, come on. I have kids. Like – you having kids, that's your choice.
Right.
That's your choice to have kids.
Right. Doesn't mean that I'm going to give you free tickets.
I don't care. I don't have kids right now.
People think that's a currency, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's
to, they try
world,
to use their
not.
Kids for everything, and I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Terrible.
Good to know. I will never use if I ever have kids as an excuse. Okay. Nancy Grace, that was not my nipple on Dancing with the Stars.
The nip slip.
Nancy Grace is adamant her nip did not slip on Dancing with the Stars last night and insists the object that poked out of her dress last night was merely a pasty. Mm-hmm. Gracie tells TMZ, when I got dressed, I was wearing petals, nipple covers, and an industrial strength bra. My dancing dress also had a bra sewn into it. She adds, I've been judged guilty without a trial. I will go to my grave denying the nip slip. As we previously reported, Nancy has been hiding various good luck charms in her bra, and last night she says she was packing a photo of her twins in her twins. do you know these petals that go around your breasts?
Yeah.
They're like stickies.
My ex-girlfriend, after she got a breast enhancement, she stopped wearing a bra and
right.
was wearing pasties.
Yeah, but they hurt when you rip them off.
Yeah, she stopped doing that after a while.
Right. Because if you have your boobs done, you don't need a bra, which is a good way to do it. But
yeah.
I could see, though, that those pasty things do look like nipples, if that's really what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some of those. But they leave this awful red mark on your boobs. Not attractive. Not a fan. So that was last night, Dancing with the Stars. I don't watch that show, but everyone else does.
Yeah. I actually saw footage after that story
Did it
broke.
Look like a nip slip?
They cut it really fast, so you can barely tell
Who
anything.
Cares?
It doesn't matter.
People.
But nip slips are huge on the internet. Tag that on the website.
What?
Nip slip.
Nip slip.
Yeah, Nancy Grace nip slip. Tag that on the website. People are searching it out. People will go to sextellamy.com.
Okay.
A little nugget for you guys.
I love you, Menace. You're so good. Okay, teacher fired for having sex with adults in private. 35-year-old Florida elementary school teacher Natalie Sen Tagata was recently fired after someone sent her employer photos and videos depicting her engaged in sex acts with consenting adults. She also may have smoked some weed in the videos. Oops. The office of the Charlotte County School District, where she worked for the previous 9 years, most recently as a fifth grade teacher, received 4 photos and 5 videos featuring her performing various sex acts. But the videos were created in private places with no students or minors present. School officials and the general public have criticized her for her perceived moral shortcomings without condemning those of the person who sent the videos over the country. The scrutiny is, who do we allow to teach our children? Certainly not adults who have sex. I mean, that's crazy. She shouldn't get fired for that.
Yeah, that's
She never came to work high, presented her home or movies in her classroom. Whatever. Teacher, she just smokes a joint and gets laid. But she shouldn't have videotaped it, even though today's show is how to make a sex tape. I think people get so messed up and they just like don't notice people filming them. Like, what happens?
Yeah, don't ever videotape yourself getting high.
Right.
Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's stupid. But I don't think she should have gotten fired. But it was in Florida. I'm not saying anything about Florida, but there's always weird stuff going on in Florida.
Florida is pretty crazy. Florida released a story. It was a Florida Chronicle.
Okay.
SFLChronicle.com, I believe, where they said that ecstasy has been proven 100% to kill cancer cells.
Wow.
Yeah, I know that they've been doing research with ecstasy for quite a while now.
Yeah, for like depression and mood disorders.
But they put that out there yesterday, and their website like crashed.
Yeah, really? It kills like your brain cells too.
Yeah, but you know what? If I have cancer, I'll be eat out all day.
I know
care.
Exactly. You're like, you might as well be really psyched if I have cancer. Yeah. Right. That's so funny. I'd never heard, didn't hear that story.
I'll probably want to. Like bang all the time too.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Yeah, ecstasy, but not a good drug.
You got to get it from the prescription ecstasy though.
You can get prescription ecstasy.
Well, that they. I'm sure they.
Oh, right. Yeah, the stuff curing your cancer.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. You know, stuff on the street is not going to cure cancer. It's probably going to kill you.
Exactly. You be careful, kids, with drugs. Say no. Okay.
That's why I've never done ecstasy, because you could die from the first time.
Yeah, it's true. People do die all the time, or they OD on it, and you don't know what's in it.
Yeah. Right. It's made up with like rat poison and
stuff. Get it from your doctor.
Yeah.
If you have to get it.
Yeah.
But okay, let's get into some emails.
All right.
Today's topics include long distance relationships, oral sex and marriage, sex classes, dating younger women, and penis size.
Okay.
Always penis size. Dear Emily, my wife and I have been fighting a lot lately. We are very sexually active when I'm home, but right now I'm serving another term in Baghdad. I'm wondering if our sex might be the glue of our relationship, or if that is even possible. I guess I'm asking for advice on what I can do to keep my wife happy while being overseas. I hope you have time to answer me back. I'm sure you get hundreds of messages every day. I love the show, and I find it helps me stay focused on missions in downtown Baghdad. Love always, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Jim, thanks for serving. Thanks for serving our country. I agree that sex is really the glue to many relationships. And all I'm saying, I think that, you know, it's hard. What are you going to do when you're gone? But any ways that you can find to emotionally support her more than, you know, like sending her notes, sending her emails, letting you know you're thinking of her, send her, I don't know how you do it, like Skype, have Skype sex. Can you do that? Do they have access to computers? I don't know what it's like being a soldier in Baghdad. But, I mean, there are things that you could do women, a lot of times sex is tied into emotion. So if she feels like she's desired by you and she feels like, you know, I mean, this is just a temporary thing that you're away. And I would say that you just have to try to keep the romance alive through words if you can, and through Skype sex if you can, or phone sex or something like that. But, I mean, that's still never going to be enough. There's no replacement for the actual act of sex. But whatever you can do, find out ask her what she wants. Like, what does she need from you? I mean, have you guys ever really had that conversation and said, you know, what exactly do you need? Like, have you tried to solve this problem together? And there might be some things that she's not getting from you or your way that you can provide to her. Obviously, you can't provide your penis to her right now, but there might be other things that she needs to keep her sustained till you get back in town.
Find that thing that we heard about on the internet.
I knew you were going to say that.
You can plug in the USB.
The USB thing and have sex. I doubt that he has those capabilities in Baghdad, but exactly.
But I'm sure if he's listening to the show.
Right. Yeah. I would say it's time to, I mean, this is the thing that baffles me, is that so many couples never ever talk about their sex life. I mean, they email me about it, but I'm saying to you, like, go back and talk to her about it. What do you guys think together would be a great way to keep the spark and the romance alive while you're gone? Like, what does she need? What do you need? Uh-huh. And just bang her a lot when you're home.
Yeah.
Bang the crap
out
of
her. No, we gotta look. Can we get a link on that for the website, USB thing? Because
the
a lot of people are
sex thing.
Because people are, I mean, a lot of the emails we get are about long distance relationships and stuff like that. People are trying to work through it, and that's are deciding if they want to do that.
Right.
Should totally try that thing. That'd be totally cool. I'd love to get a partner just to try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Should call some chick that I know.
We found it online, right? We found it before. We'll post it. But it reminds me. It kind of looks like the Tenga masturbation sleeve that you're going to have to use. You know, that's coming up. Our little bet about Mila Kunis going to the Veterans Ball.
Uh-huh.
The Veterans Ball or the Soldiers Ball or whatever.
It's, I'm so bad. I can't remember.
It's something
either.
Mila Kunis was invited by a soldier.
It's not Veterans, though.
It's not Veterans. It's Soldiers Ball or something. And Mila Kunis was invited by Marine Ball.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, he invited her via YouTube video, and she said that at first she said she couldn't do it, and then she said she could do it. And I don't think she's going to go in November. I think something's going to come up, and she's going to have a movie set, and she's not going to be able to go with the soldier. And I said, when that happens, Menace is going to have to use a Tenga TENGA masturbation sleeve, which is this really cool thing. I got to bring it in and show you, but it's really cool for men. And I think it's, we'd be great for soldiers in Iraq to carry around a masturbation sleeve too. Medicine's going to have to use it. And then if I lose, which I won't, I have to eat a banana on there. Just to bring you up to speed on our little bet.
And two,
it's happening
bananas
in November. You said one banana. You can't change it to two bananas. Because you can't.
All right, I'm going to find the largest banana I can.
You got to better start not looking because it's never going to happen. I'm not going to lose this fight.
Oh, and where – I'm looking on the website. Where's the picture of me in the Tinky Winky outfit?
It's yesterday's show. Go under episodes.
Okay.
Right? Were you here yesterday? No. Go under episodes. No. You know what? I think we posted it on – who was here yesterday?
I don't see it on the blog either.
Oh, it should be there. It's on Facebook. We posted it on Facebook.
On
our Sex Only page. Okay. But I thought we posted it on the website, too.
Maybe not.
Okay, write that down. We're going to post it on the website, too.
Because
yesterday was a busy day.
I took another one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tinky Winky is a is a Teletubby.
It's a Teletubby. And I didn't know it was the gay Teletubby until after
Menace
I bought the
Menace is
outfit.
A gay Teletubby in his off time. And an alcoholic.
So I've been posting a gay Teletubby alcoholic. I've been posting
He's
on Instagram.
He's a gay Teletubby alcoholic. I love
now,
it.
Instagram's an app. It's only strictly for the iPhone right now.
Right.
Where it's basically Twitter, but with photographs. And there's a lot of stuff that I share on Instagram that I don't share on my Twitter and my Facebook and my blog. So I have a friend that works for Instagram, and she saw me. I put on this Tinky Winky outfit after I went to the Halloween.
Just in your spare time.
Just for fun, because I went to the Halloween store and I thought it would be funny.
Never a dull moment with you.
So I put it on. I take the picture, and then she's like, oh, my God, you got to do like a whole series.
You should.
Like of photos. So one of the first photos in the series is Tinky Winky cooking breakfast.
Right. And that's the one that's on my Facebook page, Sex with Emily. Everyone
yeah.
go there.
And then I took one yesterday where it's Tinky Winky taking a shower.
Oh, my God.
And it was
Let me
huge.
See.
If I can load it, we don't have great
it's
service.
It's hilarious. You look so cute in your little Tinky Winky outfit.
Yeah, but I don't show my face. I don't show
Never
my face.
In any of these?
No, only the first one. Not,
I think we should
not
do
the
a
one
whole
in the
series.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. With your plastic shower curtain. That
okay,
is so funny.
I'll send it to
Are you going to be there on Halloween for sure?
Yeah.
A pink Teletubby.
My work has a...
I thought the gay one was...
A concert.
Oh, I thought the gay one was purple, but maybe I'm getting Teletubby
That
confused.
Is purple.
It looks pink.
You are colorblind. That is so purple.
I might be. My dad was colorblind, but I don't think I'm colorblind. Tinky Winky pictures are going to be up on our website and our social media page. Man, just keep doing that. I love it.
All right. It's okay. Just for a joke. I don't know why I'm doing it, but it's fun. And
you're having a good time.
People seem to enjoy it. I'm not,
you're entertaining yourself.
I'm not a furry.
Who's
so
taking
no furries?
These pictures? The chick who lives with you?
People are taking the pictures. God,
whatever,
why
you're
you
got to
call me on that every single day?
Because you never talk about it, and it's just mysterious. I'm
why?
Coming over. I'm coming over and getting to the bottom of it.
Go ahead.
I've never been to your house. You've never invited me over.
I know, because I'm in a situation.
Oh, Jesus. Enough of the situation. It's really bogging you down and me.
Yes.
Okay, next email. Hi, Emily. I love your show. I'm a listener from New Brunswick, Canada, and have recently listened to one of your podcasts where someone noted that women stop giving oral sex after marriage. I would like to tell you that after 15 years of marriage, I've received and given more oral in the last year than the first 10 years combined.
Wow.
In fact, I would give it even more if we found the time. The reasons are quite clear. She loves me, I love her, and we make time for each other. Not our relationships are doomed to failure, and your listeners need to know that. We have two children who are 8 and 12, and yes, we have to plan our rendezvous, but that makes it even more fun. I would love for you to read this letter on your podcast so my wife can truly see how much I appreciate her in my life. Signed, Paul. I love that email. There's so many emails that I love. I love that email. That email is a top email because it's like there is a thing. There is a rumor out there or a stereotype or whatever that women stop performing oral sex on men after they get married.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, here's oral sex. And then the penis never in the mouth again after they get married. There is a rumor. Women stop. And he's saying that's not true. And we've heard from a lot of people that it is true. And
yeah.
I know a lot of women who are married, not a lot, but a few friends who are like, I hate it. I don't want to do it.
I should just call my friend that's married and see if that happens.
Sure. Call your friend. Love calling your friends. Paul, thanks for the email. That's awesome. I'm glad that you guys continue to perform oral sex even more and more. They've been together 15 years. In the last 5 years, it's even more oral sex. Please, when you get married, is the last thing you should stop doing is stop doing stuff like that. You should start having more sex because really it's gonna wane anyway. It happens in marriage, it happens in relationships, and you should keep it on.
Yeah, my friend's been married about, I think, 5 years now.
Yep.
So we'll ask him.
We're calling him?
Yeah.
Is he gonna answer?
My friend's a little bit more normal than yours.
You don't know my friends.
What?
Do you know my friends?
Yeah, I know your friends. Your friends text message about, you know, how they get dumpsters of man juice inside them and stuff.
That's just one friend. She's a classy texter, sexter. Yeah. He's not answering.
He should be answering, but keep it going.
Okay. So next email.
Yeah.
Hi, Emily. Just found your show on iTunes last week, and I can't stop listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you say makes so much sense. I'm about to graduate high school in Michigan, and I feel that listening to your show makes me more prepared for the real world. I know that I might not fit in the typical demographic for the show, but knowing these great tips that you give out makes me so much more confident. I've never kissed a boy before, but I know that I probably won't find the one in this chapter of my life. If possible, could you do a part in one of your shows for future college students? Thank you so much. I just love you and keep up the good work. XOXOXO, Christiana, P.S., thanks for adding me as a friend on Facebook. That's awesome. She's in Michigan. That's where I grew up, in Michigan high school. And she hasn't kissed anyone yet, and the show's helping her, and I love that. We should do a show. I've been thinking about that when you're in different stages of your life, when you're in high school, you need some sex tips. When you're in college, there's a different host of sex tips. When you're in married, when you're dating, like there's sex tips for everyone. So I think college student sex tips, not a bad idea.
Are you going to release an app?
I'm going to release an app for that.
College sex.
College sex. It's not a bad idea.
By Sex with Emily.
Sex with Emily. Yeah, I love it. Thanks, Christiana. I love that you're in Michigan, too. That's right.
I know. You get a lot of love from Michigan.
I get a lot of love from Michigan.
You think there's a lot of people that just follow you online from home?
And I don't know. Maybe. I've got all my high school friends I'm following, but I'm not really friends with that. I've been gone for so long.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that. Okay, hello. I'm wondering if you can provide recommendations for the best sex classes and workshops in SF. My boyfriend and I are looking to spice up our love life and get better techniques in the bedroom. I was thinking that you could recommend someone or a coach for us. Any help you can provide is greatly appreciated. From Victoria. So in the Bay Area, sex classes, there is the Citadel, C-I-T-A-D-E-L. They have classes. Good Vibrations has classes. Just go to all their websites. Good Vibrations, you have to go to the in-store classes. Center for Sex and Culture has classes. And as far as sex coaches, Celeste and Danielle, celesteanddanielle.com. They're amazing sex coaches in the Bay Area. They can give you some sex advice and coaching if you need it. So those are some places that have classes for you.
I walk by Good Vibrations all the time.
Yeah. Which one? There's, on Polk Street.
On Polk.
Oh.
But there's one on Mission, too, mm-hmm. that I walk by.
Yeah. Oh, I'm having a party there. I can invite everyone. It's open.
On the Mission?
Yeah. October 6th at the new Good Vibration store on Mission and 5th, uh-huh. across from the Bloomingdale's. I am having a book launch party from 6 to 8 p.m.
Nice.
My new book, Hot Sex. So everyone should come if you're in the Bay Area around that time.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever been into Good Vibrations?
I have.
It's a great
I've walked
sex store.
By it many times.
You never go in?
I've peeked inside, but I have not walked in.
I need to take you there. Can I take you there?
Yeah.
We'll walk around.
Well, I'll be there. I'll support your book launch.
You're going to come?
Yeah.
I love it. Come when you on. Come to my book launches. Okay, let's move into our sex tips, how to make a sex tape with your partner.
Okay, I want to hear what you have to say before I comment.
Okay. Making a porn with your partner is a great way to spice up your sex life. You can make the video very elaborate and turn it into a personal porn movie, or simply film yourselves having a good time. The key is to have fun with it. And not to be too drunk. I just added that.
Okay.
Have fun with it. To make a porn, you will need a video camera or cameras, a tripod, backdrop or bed comforter, other props as needed. Do you agree? What else do you need?
I agree, but you don't really need to invest in a tripod. I'm sure you can put it on something. But actually, a tripod could probably...
You can get tripods for like $15.
Yeah, and you can probably... It can probably angle better. You might have to tilt the camera down a little bit.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Invest in a tripod. Right. That's fine.
Make sure that your partner is completely enthusiastic about the idea. It won't be fun or sexy if he or she is not having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Plan the plot. Decide whether you want to tell a story in your porn or whether you just want to tape yourself doing the deed.
We're shooting a porn now.
Well,
because sex tape, you
whatever,
just kind of just go
tape.
For it.
If you choose to create a story, decide whether you want to write a script or ad-lib the scenes. So are you just going to film yourself straightforward having sex, or are you going to do some plot? Some people get kind of funky. They want to dress up in costumes. They want to do a whole story.
Dude, if I can find somebody down for a plot, I would totally
You would not.
I would totally do. I'm an ex-film student. That's how I got into radio because I did a documentary on radio DJs. So, like, my whole background is film.
Do any of your sex tapes that you've made with your previous girlfriends have plots?
No.
Wow.
But I never even thought of it's making a plot.
It's just straightforward boning? Like,
yeah. You get to the most important part.
I love that you have all these sex tapes.
Yeah, but I would be totally down to shoot a one with a plot. Like,
what would the plot be like? I just think of... I don't know. I mean, I have friends who do this, like, you just met and it's like your first mm-hmm. time, especially if you're a couple who's been together for a while and you can be like kind of nervous and shy and make it like a plot, or you could dress up in costumes and you could be like the policeman and the whatever like that. I think it'd be funny.
The policeman
and you're getting a ticket. Oh no, officer, please don't give me a ticket.
Can I shoot one? You don't have to have sex in it. I'll just shoot one where we just make it like a trailer, like a plot. That'd be so funny.
Me and
I can totally shoot that. Yeah.
Who would be in it? Me and you? So you'd shoot it?
No. No, I mean, I'll shoot it and then you could.
Who would I be in it with?
You'd be like a, you'll be, no, you don't have to do it with anybody. It can just be like you solo a little bit. It's a trailer. You don't have to show anything.
Okay.
You know? And then you can be like a sexy cop or something answering
totally.
The door.
Totally. I've got sexy costumes that I need to wear way more often than I do. Uh-huh.
Let's I can do totally it. Shoot it.
Can we add it to our list of things to do?
Yes.
That is on the list of you setting up my DVR, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, choose the props and costumes. Even if you're not telling a story, you want to decide what you and your partner will wear and whether you will use sex toys. Sex toys are awesome. I think they'd be awesome for a sex tape. And if you want to buy sex toys, I just got to give a shout out to AdamandEve.com because Adam and Eve is where you should buy all your sex toys. They have props, they have toys, they have mm-hmm. games, they have lingerie. And all you got to do is use coupon code Emily at checkout. You get 50% off most items plus 3 free gifts, an adult DVD, and free shipping. What is the problem there? None. It's perfect.
Yeah. And you know what? Lighting is key, too.
Lighting is totally key.
Lighting is – you got to make sure because you don't want everything to turn out all orange.
So what's your recommendations for lighting? That's one of my points down there. But what do you recommend?
You know, just try to bring – lamps? Try to bring as much lighting as you can into the room. And then also turn off the TVs, any other sound,
and the computers.
Yeah. Just any distracting sounds, because let's say you want to edit it later, you're not going to be able to cut that audio together. You're going to have to take out all the audio and then put music over
That's
it,
really
but you
smart.
Want the natural sound.
Yeah. The best part is the sound, the moaning.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's good advice. Pick a location. Choose where you'll be filming it. Make sure the background color complements your skin tones and there aren't any distracting patterns. That's true. You got like posters and stuff all over the wall. Yeah. That could be very distracting, right?
Yeah. And if you're going to hold on to it, the posters could get out, you know, could go out of date. You know, you have Kurt Cameron from Teen Beat on there.
Exactly.
You know, you want to look at it and then you're like, oh.
Did you have posters on your wall growing up? Just curious.
No, no posters.
Okay. So pick a location. So that's a good idea. So think about it. Think about the background. Prepare the cameras. While a nightstand or dresser can hold a video camera, you'll get more porn-like angles if you use a tripod. Do some test shots to make sure you've angled the camera the best way possible. If you've access to more than one camera, you can use both and then edit a great video on your camera.
Amazing.
That's pretty. Have you done two camera?
I haven't.
I'm surprised you haven't, you Mr. Yeah. Film Student Sex Tape Maker.
I know. If you can do, if I had like at least 3 or 4 cameras, I could do a 360 view. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Or like the GoPro.
The GoPro, yeah.
GoPro would be good for porn, right?
Amazing.
Put it on your whatever, on your head. GoPro camera,
yeah.
Awesome.
There's these other attachments for your iPhone that you can put on there, and it can do a 360 view of video. So you can actually click on the video file and then move the video file as the video is playing and move it 360.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. That would be really good, too.
That would be good. See, now you're thinking about how to improve your sex tapes. I love it.
Yeah, so just like a Google 360 video attachment for iPhone, and you can see what I'm talking
about. That is so cool. I can't wait to get my iPhone next month. Okay, check the light. Make sure you've got enough light to see everything you want to see in your porn. Do some more in your porn and your sex tape. Do some more test shots to check. You can always bring lamps in from other rooms to help.
Mm-hmm.
I always, whenever I'm shooting video, not my sex videos, but you have to always bring in more light than you think, right? Grooming. We realize that maybe you're not always tidy. Mm-hmm. We're not always tidy, but the camera's going to see things that you couldn't possibly with any amount of neck craning. So problem areas to consider, this is for dudes, are your back, butt, and perineum. If you have hair, you don't have to shave those areas, but do consider undertaking some serious manscaping to make things viewer friendly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the women are already scaping, but manscaping is good for men.
Yeah, you gotta trim it up a little bit.
Trim it up. Oh, you always gotta trim it up. That's kind of like the trend in what we're doing.
And it makes your dick look bigger.
That's what they say when you trim your pubic hair. I feel like men are doing that more now, but not all dudes, but a lot. And it does make your penis look bigger.
There's like werewolves out there still? Wow.
I'm here to tell you that there are.
That's gross.
It doesn't bother me. I'm actually like, I've done shows on manscaping. Mm-hmm. I talk about manscaping. I think if you've got a big bush down there and she's going down on you or whatever, it's good to have it shaved. It's good to have it clipped, but it's not a deal breaker for me personally, but that's just me personally.
Wow, that's so 80s of you.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm open. I'm a free spirit. Okay, pop a cork, a glass of wine or tequila shot before disrobing can help you relax, but don't overindulge. Don't
Agreed.
Overindulge,
what?
Menace. Too much booze can lead to either passing out drunk or engaging in embarrassing behaviors that you definitely don't want recorded.
Snooki just said the other day on an episode is that the whiskey wiener is the best. Because
she's
they can go because guys can go forever.
Yeah, and then they don't remember it or have an orgasm.
I mean, they can eventually have one.
Not always, and
you
they
gotta
don't
work at
it.
Yeah,
I love that you were like drunk, effed up sex is amazing. It's like you don't remember it. How do you know?
Yeah, you do. Totally remember it.
No, you don't. Okay, so zip it. Moans are fine. Lots of chatter about how your workday went or attempting to mimic what porn stars sound like is unnecessary, unsexy, and is likely to make you cringe when you hear it later. Less talk, more action. So not like a lot of chatty talk, just moaning and sex, right?
I totally agree with that statement.
Okay, I won't be like, well, honey, we should talk.
Oh, no.
This is not the time to have a conversation. Okay, this is the most important part right here. Hide the evidence. Here comes the important part, protecting your tape from prying eyes. The safest approach is to watch the tape once and then delete it. But if you're going to keep an original, it's in your best interest to maintain possession of the tape.
Yeah. One time, I don't shoot anything on tape anymore, digital video.
Right.
But the first one I did, because yes. It was before everything went straight to chips and stuff like that. And it was a small mini DV tape. And at the time, I was logging a bunch of DV tapes for my friend, a giant box of like 100-something, and I mailed that box to New York, and I thought I mailed the tape inside
But you didn't? But you thought you did?
But I didn't.
Oh,
I found
my
it.
God. See, that's the kind of stuff that can happen. People do here.
Yeah, but
almost mailed a sex tape.
Yeah, but I'm much smarter about it now. That was
right.
My first one ever. I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh,
now I'm
God.
Good.
I got to see. Will you show me one of your sex tapes?
You got to keep your game tight,
you
ladies
one?
And gentlemen. Will I show you one? You really
want
to watch
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I really want to. I won't tell anyone.
All right. Let me call and get permission first.
Oh, see,
but I'm
Menace
sure,
is
like,
the good
kind
totally, of guy.
I'm sure she'd be totally cool with that.
That woman who called me while she was giving you a blowjob?
No.
Oh, different woman. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, store it under lock and key in a safe with a note that says private, please destroy, in case you get hit by a car and your grieving parents come to clear out your stuff. In other words, guard it with your life. Do not make a copy or let anyone have the digital file.
Yeah, don't.
The breakup. If you and your partner split up, the right thing to do is delete the tape and any copies, which we told you not to make anyway.
Well, the guys will never do that. They'll never delete it. So you got to make sure you're not with some crazy psycho
guy. Just don't be
guy.
With a crazy psycho man and make a sex tape, okay? Mm-hmm. Burn it, stab it, run over with your car, whatever it takes. Don't just throw it in the trash and think, that's that. Make sure to discuss ahead of time how you'll be using the video. If one of you wants to share it on the internet and one of you wants to keep it private, you should have an agreement before filming. And finally, just press record and have a great time. Make sure to discuss ahead of time how you'll be using it. If only one of you wants to, share it, whatever, filming, that's what I got to say about that. That's how to make a sex tape in the most reliable, responsible way. That.
So when are you
going to
make yours?
I don't know. I have to find the right person.
I'm asking the girl if I can show you the video.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. When can we do it? Tonight?
I don't know. I got to wait.
I want to watch it. I've never made one. Maybe it'll inspire me. Maybe by seeing your art,
mm-hmm.
your cinematic art, I will want to make a sex tape myself.
Okay.
Okay? But probably not. Okay, everyone. I think that wraps it up. Tomorrow is Wednesday's show. We'll be playing a best of, and you won't want to miss that. And then Thursday, my mom is here, and you all get to see her and talk to her, and she'll be sharing all of her favorite sex and relationship tips because she's really smart.
Yeah.
And that's what I got for you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Do you have anything else to say?
Check out the photos of me dressed up as Tinky Winky on sexwithemily.com.
Yes. Okay, he's hilarious. Okay, thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.